building these stepping stones and carving out that time for yourself and keeping your word to yourself and honoring yourself as an individual separate from the relationships that you have around you, in terms of strengthening self-identity, that's crucial. And I think that's what a lot of us experience in terms of feeling like we lose ourselves because we start to steep our self-identity in the relationships, like as in we are only a real person in relation to those people around us. You know, you're a mum, you're a partner, you're a sister, you're an employee, you're a doer, you're a giver, you're all of those things. You're on that conveyor belt of doing, doing, doing. And whilst that's part of life, we also have to take time to reset and go, hang on, as an individual, do I know what it feels like to be in my body? Do I know what it feels like to keep my word to myself? Welcome to today's podcast episode. Thank you so much for pressing play. It's a solo episode and I'm going to be chatting with you about something that I've been busy working on and I guess why I feel like it's so important. And I know I say that a lot. It's like, I'm always like, oh, that's so important. But I think for so many of us right now, like as a collective, and I would like to say as a collective of humans, a collection of humans, excuse me, we're all feeling hurt and sad and angry about things that are going on in the world. But the truth is, I think women are feeling it the most, of course. And I haven't sat down to record thoughts or interview anyone, like when it comes to, I guess, the collective grief and the collective trauma that we're all living with, when it comes to the amount of women that have been killed this year. And of course, the attacks at the Westfield, at Bondi Junction that occurred a fortnight ago. Like I just haven't sat down and recorded. Like I think normally I would sit down and I would talk about it on stories and I would want to talk about the way that I even explain it to the kids, because it's a conversation I have with the boys. Like I do talk to them about feminist issues because I want them to be the change. I want their generation to do things differently and to see things clearly. And I guess because it's school holidays, I just haven't. Like I have had some really sad days. Just quickly, a word from today's sponsors. Unless, of course, you're one of our Venti members, in that case, there are no ads and your episode is about to keep playing.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The Bondi attack happened on a Saturday and we were out on that Saturday night, and then Sunday morning, waking up and understanding it, I was just devastated, like all day Sunday, crying on and off. And I know so many women were feeling that to their core, because shopping centers are where we go, you know. And I don't say that to be like, oh, women love to shop. I say it because when you have a baby, when you have kids and you just need to get out of the house, you often seek like the feeling of being around other people at a shopping center without actually having to be with other people, because sometimes you're just so tired whilst you're parenting and raising young kids especially. And every time I've gone to the shop since, you know, I am so on high alert, and I know that it's something that's so rare. You know, it doesn't happen every day, but it is a sliding spectrum. And I obviously have a lot of thoughts and feelings about it. And I've had so many conversations in private and I'm devastated. And then it seems like every day we are waking up to the news of another woman being killed by her partner. And so I haven't sat down and recorded episodes in depth because of school holidays, because time right now, time that I can work and time that I have any like any moments of silence to sit down and record an episode are so few and far between. Like right now, I am purposefully trying to speak calmly and slowly, but on the inside, I feel really rushed because I've had to, I'm fortunate enough that today being a public holiday, Brendan has taken the boys plus their best mate for a swim at the beach. And I'm so grateful for that time and space. And I'm also like, right, I don't know how long they're going to be at the beach. And I really want to get this episode recorded because I want this episode to go live on Monday, because that collective sadness that so many of us are feeling, we carry that with us amongst everything else that we carry. And I want to talk about that. I want to talk with you about how every day as women, we have this collective sadness and fear. We have the misogyny that we wade through, that we deal with, that sometimes we don't even see. We have our internalized misogyny. We have this perfectionist standard that we try and hold ourselves to. There is the perfect mother myth. There is the pressure to do it all and to be it all and get it all right and to do everything for everyone. And it is exhausting. It is so taxing. And it is a uniquely female or AFAB experience for most of us. And so the reason I'm starting off this episode talking about that is because I've had this concept that I have wanted to bring to life for the longest time. But I've also had my own like internal, like, I don't want to say battle, that sounds a bit dramatic, but my own internal conversation about certain elements of it, because I don't think that you always need to take what you love and turn it into a business. You know, I think that can be dangerous territory if every time you find something you love, you're like, oh, I'm going to turn it into a business. I think it's important that we have things just for ourselves. And so I've had this concept, and then I have these conversations and these thoughts with myself and with people around me, and I go back and forth. But about a year and a half ago, Brendan and I were sitting in Byron Bay. We were having a drink, we were having nibblies, and I told him about this concept. And he was like, that is brilliant. Go and secure the Instagram handle, register that. Like, just, you have to do that. And I said to him, now's not the right time. Like, I can feel that it's just not the right time. Too much other stuff is going on. But I keep circling back to it. And it's like this ever-present little thing that just sits on my shoulder and says like, hey, I'm here. You know, when you're ready, I'm here. And I've heard Elizabeth Gilbert talk about that in her book, Big Magic. It's what she says about ideas. She's like, you know, an idea will keep coming back to you and back to you and back to you until you pay it attention, or that idea might go and tap on someone else's shoulder. And so I have had this like concept, and I'm not going to go fully into what the whole concept is, but I want to talk to you about an iteration of the concept and why I'm so passionate about it. So I'm calling this iteration of the concept the May 10, because we're coming up to May. It will be May in a few days if you're listening in real time, or maybe you're listening and we're already in May. But I'm calling this concept the May 10, and it's so much more than just workouts, but the inroad is workouts. So the inroad is the May 10 concept is based on 3 10-minute workouts a week. And so there's a lot to unpack, I guess. First and foremost, that internal battle that I have with myself is about how much I love movement and what movement gives to me, and how much I love my style of training, and how much I know that like 10 minutes of exercise, 10 minutes of focused movement, what that does for me in comparison to 10 minutes of doom scrolling or 10 minutes of procrastination. Like, I don't know about you, but there are times when I'm so fucking overwhelmed with everything that I just freeze. I'm like, there are a million things I need to do, so I will just freeze. I'll stay in that freeze response. And so 10 minutes of movement literally helps me process and regulate that stress response, and I feel calmer afterwards. 10 minutes of movement can make such a difference. You know, even if you're taking that 10 minutes from tasks that are never actually done, you know, so many of us spend our time on tasks that have to get done, like they have to get done, but they're also never ending. The laundry, the cleaning, the parenting, the life admin, all of it. We never get to the end of the day and everything is actually done in its entirety, like it's part of life. And so taking 10 minutes from those tasks that you will still get done, or maybe other people can pitch in and help, 10 minutes is not a huge amount of time, but what it gives you in return could be massive. And I don't say that in a lighthearted way. I am such a big fan of thinking about life through the lens of improving our days. When we improve our day, we enhance our life. Our life is literally just the sum of our days. And if every day we're feeling bogged down and not feeling like ourselves, that becomes the sum of our lives. And I get it. Like, we all have seasons where we just surrender. And you do have seasons where you are not the number one or the number 28 priority, because there are other things that take precedence. And at the same time, I do think that 10 minutes a couple of times a week is achievable regardless of the season you are in. Now, I don't say that to infer that if you've just had a baby, you should be working out for 10 minutes, because you'll see on the website, I've said, like, the workouts are not for people that have just had babies at all. But 10 minutes three times a week is a step in the right direction. And if you've listened to me for years, you will know I'm such a fan of, like, small shifts. And I've said it so many times, but I'm going to say it again for the one person listening who might not have heard me say it. There's an example in a book by James Clear called Atomic Habits. I'm not going to share it verbatim. I always put my own mayo on it. But basically, it goes along the lines of, if you have two aircrafts and they have the exact same flight path scheduled into their navigation system, if you take the aircraft on the left and you shift the nose ever so slightly, like 1%, 1 degree, that aircraft will end up landing somewhere entirely different to the other aircraft. And that is the stuff that changes our lives. We don't need to rotate the aircraft and set fire to our lives as we know it. We just need small shifts, small little shifts that have a positive flow-on effect. If you think about your day as a snowball getting momentum throughout the day, you know, when you wake up and you have a really shitty morning for whatever reason, and then as that snowball goes throughout the day, it collects everything else that is hard and bad and awful. By the end of the day, that snowball is big and it is heavy. Whereas if you have moments in your day where you can reset, you know, melt that snowball, reset, or roll it down a hill where it's picking up positive momentum, then at the end of the day, you've got more positivity. That's a joy to carry. That's a joy to be around. And that's what I think workouts can give us. Because movement for me, like, it's not about the physical changes at all. And I'm not going to say to you, oh, if you do the May 10 with me, you're going to have a massive physical transformation. You know, maybe, but that's not what it's about. What it's about is the mindset shift.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Having that release of dopamines and endorphins, flexing the muscle, knowing that you are developing the habit and the skill of taking time for yourself. And I know that 10 minutes is such a small, you know, it's almost the very bare minimum, right? But that's the point. If we aren't doing the bare minimum for ourselves, we're not going to have those stepping stones to build upon. And I think that's where a lot of us feel stuck. It's like you look at people who, you know, take themselves off to retreats and you think, oh, it would be wonderful, but I couldn't do that. Or people that, you know, never miss their gym class or never miss a weekend dinner with friends. And it's like, I couldn't do that yet because I'm not in that place. But building these stepping stones and carving out that time for yourself and keeping your word to yourself and honoring yourself as an individual separate from the relationships that you have around you in terms of strengthening self-identity, that's crucial. And I think that's what a lot of us experience in terms of feeling like we lose ourselves because we start to steep our self-identity in the relationships, like as in we are only a real person in relation to those people around us. You know, you're a mum, you're a partner, you're a sister, you're an employee, you're a doer, you're a giver, you're all of those things. You're on that conveyor belt of doing, doing, doing. And whilst that's part of life, we also have to take time to reset and go, hang on, as an individual, do I know what it feels like to be in my body? Do I know what it feels like to keep my word to myself? There are so many conversations out there about self-confidence and self-love and self-care and self-compassion. And like, thank goodness those conversations are there. And a missing conversation is self-efficacy. Self-efficacy is the belief that you will do what you say you're going to do. You know, when you say to yourself, oh, I really want to work out, or I really want to take time for myself, or I want to prioritize myself, but then you just don't do it because it's not because you don't want to do it. It's because life tells you you can't do it. You're doing everything for everyone else. But every time you don't do it, it's like a little chink in the armor. It's a little chink in the self-efficacy that you could do it. And so I want to reverse that with you. Like, I want to help you do it because I know that we can. Like, 10 minutes three times a week is so achievable. And I'm going to do it with you. And so part of the concept, 3 workouts, 3 times a week, 10 minutes only. All you need are a set of dumbbells that, like, one set that's really light, like a 1.5 to 2 kilo, and all of the information is available. I'll link it in the show notes. And then another set that is more challenging to get to, like, the 10, 12 rep mark. Again, it's all in the details in the info that I will link in the show notes. And that's it. And everything else that you need in terms of, like, to access the videos, we're doing it through Sunroom because they've got to be hosted somewhere. And for me, I felt like Sunroom, at least it has the ability to, like, in my mind, Sunroom is a way that you could think about it. Like, right, Sunroom is my 10 space. You know, I go to Sunroom not to get lost in the scroll hole, not to get distracted in my explore page. I go to Sunroom because I know on a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, at least, Kylie will be uploading fresh 10-minute workouts and they're going to be easy to follow. That doesn't mean that they're an easy workout, but easy to follow in terms of I've really thought this through and I've put myself in your shoes as a consumer. What would I want to know? And I think some days I would want to just go straight to the 10-minute workout and follow along and not really know what's coming up. Other days, if I do have an extra 2 minutes, I'd probably want to be talked through the workout so I know what to expect. And then maybe on the days that I don't want someone to talk at me and I don't want to follow anyone and I don't want to look at my phone really, I could just set the timer and have the workout written. So those are going to be like your kind of options when it comes to your Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And you don't have to do the workouts at the same time as I upload them. You do them when you want to. You might press play on one and go, absolutely fucking not. I am not doing that style of burpee, Kylie. No. So you might go back to an upper body workout that you really enjoyed, you know, and that's what it's about. This is not like a challenge. And I hate the language of, oh, a fitness challenge. Life is hard enough. We don't need more challenges. I don't love the concept of the 75 hard. 75 Hard has had a real moment online for ages, and it is insane. It's like 75 days where you're meant to do 45-minute workouts twice a day. It's very restrictive. Like, it's just not realistic for most mere mortals, let alone humans. So don't think of this as anything like 75 Hard. I want you to think of this as your 10 easy. I want you to think about improving your days. I want you to jump on over and have a read of all of the information. The other thing that I think is important when we are flexing the habit of looking after ourselves is feeling seen. I don't think it's just important for building the habit. I think it's important for us as humans to feel really seen and connected, particularly with other women who know what it's like. Because no matter how loving your partner is, if you are in a heterosexual relationship, your partner doesn't know what it's like to be a woman. The unique dichotomy that we find ourselves in of being grateful that we get to like do everything that women get to do, and then also the pain of having to do everything that women have to do. So I'm also having a group chat that is going to be held by WhatsApp. And so that is a place where you can jump in there and send a text message and say, hey, I do not feel like taking 10 minutes out for myself today, or this is the sort of day I've had. And other women who get it will be there to bolster you and to scaffold you. Because I know you are scaffolding everyone else. And we are so good as women at looking at women in our lives and telling them how amazing they are. And we're not so good at receiving that for ourselves. So I wanted to create a group chat where we can do that for each other. So as I said, we're hosting it on Sunroom. It is $10-ish. I say ish because Sunroom operates in US currency. And I would have loved to just have like a neat Australian $10 because God knows I love a theme. You know, the May 10, $10. But as a Sunroom creator, I can only select from a few options. So I've selected the $7 US option, which means it's $10.45-ish, depending on the conversion rate when you're listening. It means that each workout costs you less than like 45 cents. You will also have access to everything that is already on Sunroom, including recipes, including over 45 other workouts, personal chats, life updates, parenting stuff. Like, Sunroom for me is the inner circle, and it's a platform I'm really, really excited about. I've spoken about it before on the podcast. I've had one of the founders on the podcast. Sunroom is kind of like a hybrid of Instagram and Hinge and OnlyFans without the sex content. It's for female creators only. You can't screenshot the content there. So it's a very safe space, and I really, really like it. So if you want to try out the May 10 with me, come on over. We've got a few days before we officially kick off, but there would be nothing stopping you from joining in a little bit later on if you wanted to. But like, why not? Like, why not give it a try? You do it from home. It is achievable. Movement is like, I can't stress enough. Like, the reason that I'm choosing to do this with movement, because honestly, we could do the May 10 and it's 10 minutes of meditation and lying down, and that certainly has its benefits. But the reason I'm choosing movement is because it helps to process and reduce stress and anxiety, and it will help to build that self-efficacy. And the workouts I have created for you do involve a level of focus that I think will help you to be really present and mindful and just engaged in what you're doing, rather than having the monkey mind run away with the 20 million things that you're always thinking about and carrying. So come and do the May 10 with me. Join the WhatsApp group. Get in the group chat. Get amongst it. I'm excited. I really, really am. I'm going to be sharing questions in the group chat and prompts as well. And I'm just very excited to connect and really nurture the people that are saying yes to this. So there is a link in the show notes. Come on over if this is calling to you, and I can't wait to get to know you more in the group chat. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast episode, and I look forward to speaking with you very, very soon. Before you run off, I just wanted to mention that over on Sunroom, you're going to find exclusive content that will be seen nowhere but Sunroom. And the reason for this is Sunroom is a safe platform. Things can't be screenshotted, they can't be shared or taken out of context, really. Sunroom is the inner circle, and I am over there sharing workouts, reflections, honest, truly raw thoughts and feelings, instant reactions to certain things that are going on in my life, and so much more. Over there, you can also organize your own custom experience. If you've ever wanted to book a mentoring session with yours truly to perhaps take your idea for your own podcast and start creating. Maybe you have a podcast already, but you really want to learn some of the tricks of the trade when it comes to monetizing, streamlining, pitching to guests, or just creating a stronger podcast in general. I'm the first person to say I am not a business strategist, but I certainly am someone who loves the podcasting space. And with over 400 episodes under my belt, I will happily help you to learn from the mistakes I've made in the past and to cut out some of those tricky lessons and to just benefit from that experience. I love talking about podcasting and personal branding. So if you want to book a session with me, you can do that through Sunroom as well. You can also receive personalized voice notes and advice and so much more over there. Link is in the show notes, so come on over, join the inner circle, and the circle is small, so the messages are getting answered quickly, and I am available to you over through the Sunroom app. Link is in the bio. Today's podcast episode was recorded on the land of the Bundjalung Nation. In the spirit of reconciliation, we acknowledge the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea, and community. We pay our respect to their elders, past and present, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.